Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor and pleasure to address you and my colleagues in this historic vote. As I gaze upon the wall here, I see President Abraham Lincoln on 19 November 1863 giving his famous address, an address he thought would not be long remembered. But the key distinction here related to our discussion today is all about a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. How do we have such a government that represents the voices, concerns, fears, priorities of people across our diverse, large 67-county commonwealth? How do we do this? And it's a struggle our founding fathers had back in 1775, 1776, and of course the Constitutional Convention, which I'm looking at depicted on the other side here in 1787 in Philadelphia. And they came up with the idea of a constitutional republic with three co-equal but separate branches and a unique system of ensuring the voices of all the people in Pennsylvania and across the fruited plain would be heard in the form of electoral college. How do you ensure that not only a small segment of the country or the state has a voice in a large, diverse, prosperous, and complex society of so many different peoples, but they're all our people? And so I believe firmly that this legislation before us, House Bill 196, addresses a great disservice to the people and the citizens of this commonwealth here. It enables a system that allows and represents all their voices and not just a portion of the geographic area of our great commonwealth. This is not a time to cast aside the great thinking of those who've gone before us. This is a time to think forward how to ensure that we safeguard the freedoms, voices, concerns, and cares of all the people of Pennsylvania, whether in Philadelphia or Erie or Clarion or Franklin County, across this entire broad, beautiful state with 13 million people with diverse ideals and goals, but a common vision for a state and a government that is indeed of the people, by the people, and for the people. And with that, I ask my colleagues for an affirmative vote on 196.